A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the custom post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. It was scandalous in Jesus' day, and it's a scandal today, eating with sinners. How dare he do that? Let's face it, though. It's always easier to excommunicate than to communicate. Living together as a church ain't easy. The letter to the Ephesians that we also see in today's liturgy talks about being humble, about understanding one another, working for unity and peace. After all, the letter says there's only one body, only one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Why is it so hard then? One half of our church refuses to eat at the table with racists and rapists and traditionalists and misogynists and those who persecute immigrants and gays and those who favor the death penalty and the war, while the other half of the church refuses to sit at the table with divorced people and gay people and those who favor women's ordination and oppose the death penalty and the war. If we're really honest with one another, we're probably all in favor of excommunication of one form or the other. Excommunication from the church, from the table, from the Eucharistic table. Many of us, deep in our hearts, hear a voice that cries out, "Throw them out, they're a disgrace." We yell this from our self-righteous high horses. Please understand me. I can be as self-righteous and as intolerant as the best of them. But today's gospel rattles my cages. Jesus, instead of standing as self-righteous, simply plopped down at the table with the whole lot of them. Tax collectors and sinners. And it wasn't the only time that he ate with a questionable crowd of people. And they all cried scandal. When Pope Benedict tried to open a dialogue recently with the excommunicated Lefebvre bishops, one half of the church cried scandal. When Notre Dame invited President Obama to give the commencement speech, the other half cried scandal. So who are we fooling in the end? I think today's gospel is throwing a bucket of ice cold water into all of our faces. Jesus scandalizes all sides of the politically correct battleground. There are tax collectors and sinners and pro-death penalty and anti-death penalty and homosexuals and those who favor gun rights and those who want health care for all and those who oppose it. Every single one of them is sitting at the table with Jesus in today's gospel. And it is a scandal. And you know what? I think Jesus wanted it that way. Jesus, after all, is the scandal. The cross of Christ is the scandal. Arms outstretched in all directions, embracing everyone and challenging all of us to try to live with a healing love, to leave behind our self-righteousness, and to dream of a world that sits together at a table, one table, where we dream together, we dialogue together about a new world, about a new way of living together. Is this not what the kingdom of God is all about? Oops, excuse me. I need to be inclusive. Is this not what the reign of God is all about? I grew up in a family of four brothers. Our dinner table was anything but a nice family, leave it to beaver type of scene. Our evening dinner table was a place of much grace, occasional fist fights, battles, different opinions. My father, every once in a while, slamming his fist down on the table and saying, "Enough!" It was the place where my mother's love was converted into a daily meal. It's where we learned to accept one another, to live with one another, to be different, to be one family. We prayed together at that table. In other words, it was everybody's table. And we certainly are as different as anyone in the church today. Who would dream of excommunicating someone from their own family? Jesus sat down with Matthew, whose feast we celebrate today, and he sat down with all of Matthew's questionable friends. And in this one gesture, a totally scandalous gesture, he breaks all the nice, tidy molds of political and religious correctness. You know, there ain't going to be two heavens, one for the conservatives and another for the liberals. So maybe Jesus is trying to say to us that we better start getting used to one another now, because eternity's a long time. Sunnis and Shiites, Republicans and Democrats, black and white, gay and straight, vegan and meat lover, rich and poor, Jew and Muslim, Catholics and Protestants, immigrant and Minutemen, sinner and saint. It's as though life is one big workshop where we're all trying to learn this. We're here, and we follow Jesus as disciples to learn, to live together on one beautiful planet, each of us made in the image and likeness of the same God. It is God who sits with us at the table. It is God who invites us to the table. Jesus is saying something quite important in today's gospel, and that is, there's only one table, and he is sitting at that table. Are we? My favorite story told of one of my favorite saints, Martin de Porres, is the story that was told by one of the brothers in his community when he walked in one day and found Martin standing there looking down at a cat and a dog eating from the same plate. At that point, though, Martin, Brother Martin, noticed that a small mouse was popping its head through a little hole in the wall. Martin turned to the mouse and spoke to it, wanting to make it feel also welcome there at the place where the others were eating. Martin looked at the little mouse and said, "Don't be afraid, little one. If you're hungry, come and eat with the others." Such simple words, beautiful words, gospel words. Don't be afraid, little one. If you are hungry, come and eat with the others. Martin had a heart like Jesus, a heart that knew that no one can be left from the table. No one can be left out. Martin saw the small, excluded one and knew that this little one, too, had a right to be at the table. This is what Jesus is trying to do in today's gospel, I believe. Martin was aware that there was only one table, God's table. Jesus sits down at the table with Matthew and his riff-raff friends to show us that there's only one table and that there's room for everybody at the table. Yes, the table of the kingdom of God, the table of the reign of God. Have a nice day.